Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball four. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Adair moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Estrada covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lau and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Bressoud moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Bressoud moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Hardy scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall bunts towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Schilling moves to third. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Geiger is walked intentionally. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. Bressuit moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Estrada. Bressuit scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Westock now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0 for 2 in the game. Lau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall bunts towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Billy Heft now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Geiger hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brandt who is chasing the ball. Geiger reaches third base with a triple. Schilling scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Schietrinny pinch hits for Billy Heft. Barry Schietrinny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schietrinny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fisher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pagliarani for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bressoud. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling catches it and throws to first to double up Brandt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Herzog is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.